Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
All right, 7:49 in the morning, time for our Noodaloo 2. This is a problem for most of us. You get up in the middle of the night, right? You're groggy. Like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Got to turn on the light. And then all of a sudden you're awake. Then you got to go back to bed. This Noodaloo 2 is a version of something that we featured a while ago. I'm probably saying all the things that Lindsay's going to say. But I think you'll find this to be most useful. Take a listen.
Who doesn't love a good dance party? Whether it's in the club, in your backyard, in your car. But please, gentlemen, not in the bathroom. However, if you insist, this week's Noodaloo 2 might, well, be a bullseye for you. It's called the Illumi Bowl, a motion-activated color-changing toilet nightlight. Featured on Shark Tank, the Illumi Bowl is a super simple design, just a small white plastic box with a battery compartment for three AAAs, a rounded motion detector, and some suction cups around the back. There's a little clickable button which lets you select which color you want. That's right, you get to choose what color you want to do your business in. Or you can let the Illumi Bowl cycle through the 9 different colors. Pretty groovy, huh? The Illumi Bowl toilet light is light sensitive, so it will only turn on in the dark, and motion activated, so it will only light up when you walk into the bathroom at night. It fits any size toilet, no matter what its shape or size. As weird as it sounds, I will say there is something captivating about it. It's great for late night stumbles to the bathroom and great for potty training, which we are in the middle of right now. The Illumi Bowl is a big hit at the Smithwick household. It goes for $19.99 on illumibowl.com. As usual, I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, up on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. Pee happy, pee safe, pee free. That's this week's new to lose too.
So it's like a little battery pack that goes on the side of the toilet with suction cups and this little LED light. And when you walk into the bathroom, it lights up the bowl. Now you would think that's kind of ridiculous, right? But for if you've got some mobility issues and you're kind of stumbling around and you're just, or you're potty training, you have young kids, this is awesome. And it really is cool. And you can detach it for cleaning and just click it back on when you're done and wipe it away, wipe it off before you put it back. I think it's awesome. And it's $20. It's great. We'll put it up on Facebook and we'll have it up at WGNradio.com. All our Noodaloo 2s are there, including my fave so far that we've done this year is that phone soap item. Are you, Elif, are you are you a woman worried about germs at all? Like, is that something that you worry about?
Yes.
Like wiping stuff down and.
You know, I don't do that, but I always forget. And then at the end of the day, I'm thinking about how many germs I've touched.
Right. Okay. So the phone soap, I know we're talking about the Illumi Bowl, but the phone soap, which is my favorite thing, it's a thing that you take your phone with UV lights and you put it on and you close it. And it kills all the germs in 5 minutes.
It's incredible.
There's more germs on your phone than there is in the toilet where that Illumi bowl goes. Did I just gross you out?
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out. That was one of our favorite Noodaloo 2s. I think that was 2 Noodaloo 2s before. I like them so much that we got them and put them in our hardware stores. They're awesome. $59. We have them right by the checkout, so we tell people when they come to their phone, put one there. We'll get all the germs off your phone in 5 minutes.
I remember you, last time I filled in.
Where was that when we talked about it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. See, it's all coming full circle.
Yeah.
Well, check out all our Noodaloo 2s up at WGMRadio.com and on our Facebook page as well. It's all there for you. 7:53 in the morning. By the way, I mentioned we're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip on Saturday, April 16th from 7 to 10 a.m. Enjoy live music as well as free breakfast and refreshments courtesy of Gravy in LaGrange. Plus, the first 300 attendees will get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center and their partners. Oh, my gosh, the Gravy people last time, they did some kind of crepe pancake made out of like a lemon pancake that was delicious. We'll also be giving you a chance to win prizes throughout the show. Visit WGNRadio.com/events page for more details. By the way, Elif, the last time you filled in, we were talking about the fact that you're Turkish.
Yes.
And we were talking about Turkish food, and your favorite dish was lahmacun. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went to go see my daughter in New York, who goes to school there. And every time we get together, I say, let's go to a different ethnicity of food. And so I called her up and I said, we're going to dinner. She goes, what kind of food? I go, Turkish food. New York, right? We're going to find Turkish food, no problem. So she finds a spot halfway between where I was in New York and where she was, and we met in the middle, and we're walking along, and she's got her phone. Oh, it's right around here somewhere, and we're walking around. What's it called? What's it called? Typical. Alibaba, right, is what it's called. But it has all these great reviews on Yelp, and we're looking. We can't find it. We walk around the corner. We come back. We look back. All of a sudden, we look up. The place is closed.
Oh, no.
Closed, like out of business closed. And as we're standing there, Carmen says, oh, my gosh, this Yelp review is literally from a week ago or 2 weeks ago. This other couple walks up going there as well. And they're like, oh, my gosh, it's closed. So we went to a Mexican restaurant.
Oh,
I know.
I'm so honored, though, that you would.
I know. And
that.
I was so excited to remember lahmacun. Right? Am I saying it close enough?
Yeah, you are.
Right?
Yeah.
So instead, I had a burrito.
Oh.
But we'll go back. We'll find another place.
Okay.
So, or we'll go here somewhere.
Yeah, there's Turquoise. That's my favorite.
Turquoise is your favorite. Right. Not Alibaba, which I was like, I can't believe the name of the place is Alibaba.
I can.
You can. Oh, that's funny.